Thank you all for being here. Tuesday, November 5th, 2024, City Council meeting is called to order. Invocation tonight by Pastor Houston Britt, Oasis Church at the Wharf, followed by our Pledge of Allegiance.
All right, everybody, let's bow our heads and let's pray. Heavenly Father, thank you so much for gathering us here tonight. God, I thank you for this great day, Lord, that you've provided for us to be able to voice our opinions on who can be the president of this great country. Lord, I just ask that your will would be done with it, and Lord Jesus, that you would equip us to do what we need to do no matter what the outcome is. Lord Jesus, I thank you for this meeting tonight. I thank you for the leaders in our community, Lord, and I thank you for those that represent the community here. God, I just ask that your will would be done in this community, that everybody would bow at your throne and worship you. Each of the issues comes up and that would lead in a way that honors you. Lord Jesus, as each of the issues comes up in the meeting, I pray you'd guide us by your Holy Spirit. And Lord Jesus, I thank you for all your blessings, and I just pray that you'd continue to pour out many more. We thank you, Lord, for bringing us here tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Before we begin, Annette, would you introduce our special guest that will be leading
yes,
us to the pledge?
Yes, it is my honor to introduce the Orange Beach Mako Girl Swim Team to lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance. Thank you, girls, and thank you, parents, for being here.
All right, if everyone would face the flag and remove your hats and put your right hands over your heart. You ready?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mayor, may I ask Coach Canova to say a few words about his team?
And Coach Kim.
And ladies, don't go far because we'd like you to introduce yourselves after.
Thank you, Pastor.
Thank you, Pastor.
Hey, I'm Buster Canova. This is my fourth year being able to be the head swim coach of the boys and girls swim team. During this time, I've been able to see the start of the career of many of these girls. Each year, we've had a girl representative team go to state. And we've got members going all the way to seventh grade now, and each week they're dropping times. So we've got a very bright future, and it's just really awesome to be a part of it. I just want to thank the City Council for all y'all's support and everything that y'all have done. I'm gonna let them introduce themselves.
Thank you.
Ms. Kelly, I'll just introduce Coach Kelly to you as well.
Yes.
We're putting you on the spot. This is my second year. I have three kids on the team, so I'm very proud of everyone that's here, and we're representing senior girls going to state this year, so huge accomplishment.
Thank you.
Hey, ladies, we need your name and a one-minute dissertation on the political process. After you.
All right, my name is Clara Stone, and I'm going to state in the 50-yard individual freestyle, and I'm a part of the girls 200 freestyle relay.
Congratulations.
Yes.
I'm Justine Henderson, and I'm going to state in the girls 200 freestyle relay.
Congratulations.
Yes. Is that like 200 yards?
For state for the 200 relay.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Congratulations.
I'm Harper. I'm not going to state.
But we love you anyway. Okay.
Yes.
Your child. Your child.
Thank you, Harper.
I'm Cora, and I am also not going to state.
We love you, Cora.
I'm Sully, and I'm also not going to state.
Oh, wait.
I'm going as an alternate.
Okay.
Yes.
Hey. Yes, yes.
I'm Kyla, and I'm not going to state.
Well, we're proud of all of you.
We are proud of everyone.
Yes.
And thank you, parents. Thanks for bringing them here. Appreciate you.
Good stuff. Got away with it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
That sort of went in an odd direction.
Got the wrong glasses. I mean, I can only read with them.
That's good stuff.
Absolutely.
Let's get to the presentation since we're rolling.
Okay.
So if it sounds good, is Miss Grisby here?
She is here.
Where is she at? There you are. Orange Beach High School student. Come on down, Miss Allie. Miss Allie Grigsby, an Orange Beach High School student. We want to make a habit of recognizing superior academic achievement because, after all, that's what school is about. Everything else is secondary to good grades. So,
yes.
Miss Allie, you have done a wonderful job. So I have a certificate of recognition I'd like to read. I want to read it to you first. I don't read many of these, but I'm going to read it. So stand there, because I'm sure everybody's going to want to hear from you in your dissertation. Whereas Allie Grisby is a sophomore at Orange Beach High School holding a 4.0 GPA, whereas she has enrolled in honors classes every year since seventh grade, whereas Allie has received a PSA A+ College Ready Academic Award for school testing, whereas on May 4, 2022, she was inducted to the National Junior Honor Society, whereas Allie has been a peer helper in the Peer Helpers Program and has volunteered at past local events, whereas she's been active in sports and currently on the Orange Beach Girls Soccer Team. While at Orange Beach Middle School, she was a member of the basketball, volleyball, and soccer teams, whereas Allie attended and completed the Orange Beach Junior Police Academy and has an interest in pursuing a career with the FBI, whereas due to her academic achievements at Orange Beach High School and interest in the field of law, Allie has been selected as a 2025 invited scholar to attend National Youth Leadership Forum, Law and CSI in College Park, Maryland this summer. She is only one of five students selected in the state of Alabama to attend the National Youth Forum, whereas Allie will represent her school, city, and state during the eight days of hands-on experiences at the forum. While there, she will learn about law, investigative careers directly from professionals, and develop skills in analyzing evidence, using legal reasoning, and making decisions. Allie will gain insight into the complex world of law scene investigation, when taking on the role of either prosecutor, defense attorney, crime scene investigator, or junior in a simulation that runs from crime scene to trial. And now, therefore, on behalf of the mayor and council, we honor and recognize Allie Grisby for her outstanding academic achievement and for being an example for all future scholars and students. Anything you'd like to say? No is appropriate. It's okay.
Thank you. I didn't think I would get it, but.
Yeah. Well, we're very proud of you. And Mom and Dad, thank y'all, because
yes.
Her success was only because Mom and Dad are there to support her through it. So.
Exactly.
And her sisters and brothers and
yes.
Everyone.
Yes.
All
yes.
Right.
Yes.
Did you like this?
Congratulations.
You want to get a picture? Let's do it. You want to do it here? Yep.
I would love to get in a picture with Allie. Come on, guys.
Jeff, don't you come over here.
Every time.
There we go.
Hey, will you come back and let us know after you go on this how it went?
Yes, ma'am.
What were the highlights?
Yes, ma'am.
Perfect.
Thank you, Mom and Dad.
Yes, thank you.
Y'all.
And sister.
I know that y'all are very proud. And you should be. That's awesome. Thank you.
Looks like your dad. I don't know if that's good or bad. That's questionable there. But anyway, you make him look good. How's that? Anything else? Thank y'all. Y'all do not have to sit through.
Yes, you do.
Just like to.
Anthony does. Yes,
Mayor.
Yes,
Mayor Angela gave me some numbers from the event center from the election.
Yes.
We have, as of in the city, 364 people vote, half of our registered voters in the city.
Well, that may be the largest number we've ever had that I can remember. I don't
it
think
was
of anything
packed all day.
Still got 2 hours.
Still got 2 hours.
I don't think we've ever had that.
Yeah. And if you may, there's a lot of there's a lot of upcoming events. Do you mind if I mention some of the upcoming events? All right.
Coming attractions by Mark.
There you go. So
this is
so this weekend we have actually starting Thursday, I believe, we have Puffs playing at the Performing Arts Center, Black Box Theater, the school theater group, starting Thursday. It's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, 7 p.m., and then Sunday at 2 p.m. So they've been doing a good job over there. I'm sure it's going to be a great play. You can get tickets on GoFan. And then next Monday is Veterans Day, so city offices will be closed, but at the same time, the Coastal Arts Center will be hosting a concert, Night to Honor Veterans, original songs by veterans performed by Nashville songwriters. These are veterans, you know, their songs, Freedom Sings USA. It starts at 6 p.m. and tickets are $15 and you can purchase them at the Coastal Arts Center. They will also have their Best of Vets Gulf Coast Art Contest underway starting Friday, November 8th. So there's just a lot of things happening this time of year. And of course, we have Visions of Christmas coming up November 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. It's free, but you need to register. You can go to the website and get tickets. It's always a great time. Appreciate the mayor and council allowing this to be a free concert for the community. It's always a great experience for everybody. And we also have our Christmas tree lighting coming up on December 3rd at 5:30 at the Wharf. That's always a fun time for everybody, kicking off the season in Orange Beach. So it's a good time for everybody, and invite everybody to come out for that show. We also have the Coastal Ballet Companies performing in Nutcracker on December 6th and 7th at the Performing Arts Center. We also have the Merry Memories Tinsel Trail at the Art Center Waterfront Park again. Mark Tampere is doing that with his foundation. That's always a great thing. Last year it was first annual, and they did a great job with all the trees there. So you should be on the lookout for that. Yes. Light Up the Arts at the Coastal Arts Center on December 12th, 5:30. They do that every year. Desi and her team do a great job. And then we have something special happening this year at the museum. The Garden Club's teaming up on December 17th after the council meeting. And Annette, would you like to say a couple words about that?
I would. We're celebrating the season with a community singing choir. So following the December 17th council meeting, we will all walk over to the museum. We will be led by our Expect Excellence Music Department children, and then we will enjoy some hot cider and homemade cookies. So please come and make time to do that with us.
And we'll have more information about that in the coming weeks on the city's Facebook page. So lots of events coming up. Hope everybody comes out and enjoys those.
Thanks, Mark.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mark.
Mark, thank you.
He's everywhere.
He is.
He is
everywhere.
Well, there's a lot of city staff doing a lot of things.
All right.
We're lucky to have you.
You ready to move on? Is that it? Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Right. And I've got to go back to roll call.
Okay.
All the way back?
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd is absent. Mayor Kennan?
Here. Entertain a motion considering tonight's agenda.
Move to approve the agenda as written.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Consideration of previous minutes from regular council, committee of the whole, 10-1-24. Then no objections. Reading of the minutes will be waived. Any corrections to the minutes? No corrections. The minutes stand approved as written. Any, we went through announcements already. Any further announcements, anybody?
Just last night we did have at the community center the firefighter of the year and police officer of the year. You may have those pictures too, Mark.
I don't have them set up.
You don't have them set up.
Sorry.
But it was a wonderful evening. Yes. Both the chiefs presented those awards. And I don't know if y'all want to say anything about that or not, but
it was a packed house.
It was.
It was a packed
great
house.
Food.
Yes.
Great social. No one got too carried away.
And two very talented people that you recognize.
Yes. Yes. And I do want to say that the community potluck is the first Monday of every month.
September through May. And they take off for the summer, but it is a wonderful opportunity to share a meal with your neighbors, and I would love to see more people coming. So 6 o'clock, doors open, 6:30, meal is served the first Monday of every month. Come join us.
Anyone else? All righty then. Auditing of accounts.
Move to certify the cash requirements with no related interests are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries.
Move to certify the cash requirements with related interest in Swift Supply are within the budget and appropriate for payment.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Abstain.
Mr. Silver's abstained. Okay, moving to unfinished business ordinances. Second reading ordinance, amending ordinance number 172, Fish Camp Landing PUD, updated marina plan.
Move to postpone consideration until the next council meeting on November 19th.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Second reading, Columbia Southern University PUD, no action, sign amendment. Okay.
Yeah, the applicant has withdrawn the request. So
okay. Well, that's right. I did write out there. I'm sure y'all have. Mm-hmm. I do think it's appropriate to create some type of zone there to give a bigger sign. I mean,
Well, with right that service that, road, Mayor, you made a great point afterwards at the meeting and talking and discussing that. That's a great point about that Beach Express. Yeah. And with them being so, those businesses being located so far off the main highway, create some type of corridor, lighting, signage, or something for them.
Yes, I agree. And yeah, not that we're,
and not just for Columbus Southern or Baldwin EMC.
Anybody.
That corridor.
Yeah. But somebody like Columbus Southern that is an online university, 8 million cars.
Yes.
In Baldwin County, it does matter. Yeah. Right. You want them to be successful.
Yes.
And if we can do it in a non-intrusive way that doesn't just take away from the sign ordinance that we have in place, but still gives them a better opportunity to be seen.
Yes.
But it sounds like we're all in agreement.
Yes,
so
I agree.
Just rambling for no reason.
I agree.
All right, moving to new business miscellaneous. Approval of retail beer liquor license, Coster Outfitters, J&M Tackle, Canal Road.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion.
We're gonna have the owner here tonight, Joseph Coster. We've met with him. He's a great guy. He just bought the family business of J&M Tackle. He's not making any drastic changes to that establishment or anything like that. So I was hoping he would be here tonight, but we're gonna get him to the microphone and embarrass him a little bit, but that's okay.
They're good people.
South Carolina fan, Mayor. Clemson, all that area, so that we bring new blood all the time.
I hate that. I hate it for them.
I hate that too.
Maybe they'll undergo a conversion once they get here.
Yeah.
All right.
We'll need a vote on that.
Yeah, I'm looking for where I was at. Okay. Move to approve liquor license. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Okay. Approval of special events, retail liquor license application, Wharf Restaurant Group, Collins Aerospace Group, December 14th.
Move to approve the liquor license.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to resolutions, resolution with a bid for Christmas decorations to Winterland, not to exceed $52,725.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of software service hardware purchase agreement, Flock Group, license plate recognition cameras.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the purchase of portable radios for the fire department, state bid, Motorola, $882,125.64.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion. What all do those radios do for $800,000? They cook y'all supper?
It's a grant, Mayor.
It is a grant.
Okay. Who cares?
Thank you, Jesus.
Who cares?
Homeland
alarm
Security
clocks
came through.
In them and
they put out the fire.
Public safety, all of us.
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Motion carries. Resolution authorizing purchase of exercise equipment for the Adult Fitness Center, Sourcewell Cooperative from Life Fitness, $99,606.01.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Mayor.
Yes, sir.
We discussed this in the workshop.
Yeah.
You looked it over?
I went back. It's mostly,
did you go back?
So, probably half is replacement, yep. Half is adding because the numbers continue to grow.
Yep.
So it's very strategic. It makes sense.
Okay.
All right, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of software service agreement of Peak Software doing business as Sportsman Software Recreation Program Member Management.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution establishing fees for the Orange Beach Shooting Range.
Move to postpone indefinitely.
Second.
Yeah. Any discussion? We're still trying to formulate a plan on how to bring it all together. And we'll
yes.
come to
sit down with
some. All right. Does all in favor?
Aye.
Okay. Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of professional services agreement. Allen Engineers and Science, Engineering, Planning, Environmental Consulting, Construction Assistance Service.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing the execution of the Go Mesa Grant Agreement, Amendment Number 1, to extend the term of original agreement.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution accepting a proposal from the Safe Span LLC for bridge safety inspections not to exceed $2,800.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Any discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of lease agreement, Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, office space, boat slips for the police department.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion?
Is this the same as last year or an increase?
We're working on it to not be an increase.
Working on, okay.
Yeah, so the language was changed to not to exceed.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Thank you.
We're talking about Alabama Point, right?
Yeah.
The point. Okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution amending Chapter 3 Personnel Manual for the City of Orange Beach entitled Benefits.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Discussion? All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Resolution authorizing execution of a performance contract with Ann. Help me out. Gotta?
Gotcha.
Okay, I gotta know that one. For golf instruction services.
Move to adopt the resolution.
Second.
Any discussion? Please let Ms. Gotcha know.
There
nothing.
You go.
Just,
there you go.
It's not Smith and Jones, right?
Yeah.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Moving to public hearings. Public hearing for ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Saltwater Cottages, PUD, POA sidewalk. Mr. Griffin.
Yes, this is, this is at the Saltwater Cottages Plan Unit Development. This is a beachfront property. It's located south of the Buena Vista RV Resort and also at, east of Phoenix West 2. The PUD was approved in October 2022. As you see on the plans to the right, it's three single family houses. And it's located in the Beach Overlay District and in section 10.0306 of the zoning ordinance, which deals with the Beach Overlay District, new developments that are along Highway 182 within the first 20 feet are to have a pedestrian oriented area. And within that area, there's a sidewalk 8 feet in width that is required. If we go to our next slide, to the left, you see these are the civil plans that were submitted at Planning Commission and City Council for approval back in 2022. The PUD was approved on the condition that the sidewalk be added in the pedestrian-oriented area, and the plan to the right is the amended plan, the arrow pointing to where the sidewalk is located. That, again, that was a condition of the approval. And if we go to our next slide, this is pictures taken last week out on the site. You see in the where the pedestrian oriented area is, you have the dunes and the vegetation, trees, We go to our next slide. This is looking, you can see the highway a little bit. And then on the next slide. Okay, but if we go back to the previous slide. Fish and Wildlife, they are recommending that the sidewalk not be put in this area because of beach mouse habitat for the Alabama beach
God,
mouse.
What world do we live in? Are you serious? Why are they even in our business? I mean, forgive me, Griffin. Please go ahead.
Okay, so if we can't put the sidewalk in this area, then we have there's two options. Either we have to put it in the right-of-way, which is that grass area between where the trees are and the roadway, but that would have to have Alabama Department of Transportation approval, or we would have to put it on another part of the property between development above the 25% requirement from Fish and Wildlife for areas that can be disturbed for beachfront property for the beach mouse habitat. But if you have any questions, and Mr. Brown is here too.
So is there something on either side for that sidewalk to
there's
connect?
Nothing on that.
For it to connect to?
There's another residential lot, I think, between it and maybe the Bed and Breakfast and Phoenix West 2. And then to the east, Mr. Brown's doing another development.
Does it require a sidewalk,
it
too?
It requires a sidewalk, and we're saying that he needs to check with Fish and Wildlife on that project.
And to clarify, I think, correct me if I'm wrong, Griffin, it's not that Fish and Wildlife will not allow the sidewalk to be in this area. It's that they won't allow any additional encumbrances on the property because of the area he's already impacting with his development.
So they've already met the 25%?
Correct.
That's correct.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Means we may to put the sidewalk in, we may have to reduce the parking area.
Jim, do you care if you have a sidewalk or not? Agreed. Philip, is this one of those Fish and Wildlife sort of request or sort of?
Well, I think the 25% is fairly hard to pass, right?
Yes.
So, I mean, I worked 18 months to get a permit for Fish and Wildlife before I ever started.
World's gone nuts.
And Hank's got me catching cats.
Yeah. On the property. I still wish somebody showed me what a beach mouse looks like, because I have never seen one in 30-something years. So maybe they're mystical. Like a unicorn, right?
Mystical.
I don't care if it goes a sidewalk or not. What do y'all think? I mean, y'all care one way or the other?
I'd rather not see the vegetation disturbed.
I agree. I mean, that's
if there were a sidewalk on either side and there was something to connect to, might make a difference, but
well, there's not a sidewalk yet because they are not developed.
That is not developed on the other side,
right? And the sidewalk was our dictate,
right,
to improve mobility on the beach road for everyone.
But it's not contiguous right now.
It's not.
No, because it's not developed yet.
But I mean, in other areas, it's very spotty. Mm-hmm.
Even where there are sidewalks enough to go, I watch the beach. Yes, I'm all for it. They don't step up on the sidewalk. Not down in this area. Back up in town, yes, I'm all for sidewalks. But they don't use them down there. They stay on the bike.
Yeah, they do.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Let me ask you a question. Mr. Powell, you have your little red light.
Do not.
What is that cleared from the utility pole right there in front of the habitat? Let's call that a habitat.
Out there.
Mm-hmm. What's the difference from that pole out there? And I've been by there 100 times. Would you say 15 foot to the edge of the asphalt? And we have utilities there.
There's 20 foot.
Is it 20 foot, Jim? Thank you.
Forgive me, I got a permission from the attorney before I say anything else. So.
Jim, what was the required view for that sidewalk?
8 foot.
Eight foot.
You'll destroy 25 foot.
Yes, sir.
Because of
Okay. In Aldott right away, have we already tried that, asked permission, what was there?
No, we have not asked.
I didn't think there was any more right away to be had down there, but I may be wrong. I need to.
Right away starts, can you show the asphalt?
You can see.
This last week.
I had asphalt from the right way back to the bike path.
Yeah.
So that's all asphalt's in the right way. The brick pavers.
They don't have concrete or that other surface, yeah, in the right way.
Yeah.
So how would we be required to build sidewalks if we have no right away to build sidewalks in?
If the city wants right away there, if we don't require anybody to build it now.
Yeah, but I'm saying, how would we be required to do it?
We're not required to do it.
Okay.
Currently, our zoning ordinance requires anyone who develops those properties to build a sidewalk.
Right.
The understanding or anticipation being that the more the beach road develops, the more you're going to have pedestrians walking on that highway.
Yeah.
And the issue here is that the developer has already impacted the 25% of the beach mouse habitat. Therefore, Fish and Wildlife won't give any more impact area. So like Griffin was saying, the options really are only for him to minimize some parking or some other impacted areas or go into the right-of-way or for the council to grant the variance for no sidewalk. And then obviously that we would likely be faced with that issue for every development thereafter.
Or change the ordinance.
Correct.
I don't know how you end up with nothing but a hodgepodge of sidewalks on Beach Road.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know how you have continuity, and I think that looks worse than not having anything, personally. And that scrub oak and that is, to me, that's old orange beach. I hate to see it.
Could we possibly get something to look at to show us where we do have it and where we don't? Already built
sidewalks?
Yeah. Out
do
there.
We have much? I don't.
We have we it can, everywhere we have, it's developed.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, I mean, what how many years is it going to take to get in continuity on the, you know, 50 years from now after the thing comes down and rebuilt? I mean,
Adam Robertson, Community Development Director.
Can you enlighten me?
Pretty much all development that's been built in the last 10 or 15 years is going to have sidewalks in front of it. Except for your single family homes and duplexes. And there again, that's not necessarily required to be, but the plan unit development, that avenue, when you do a PUD, that's when you were required to follow the zoning ordinances in that case.
But here we can.
But the thing that bothers me from a common sense perspective is if we don't have a zoning ordinance that requires continuity over time, then we've got a hodgepodge of sidewalks that looks terrible.
Yeah, I mean, some.
That didn't make any sense to me.
Some lots may not be developed for 50 years, and you're going to have a blank spot there in sidewalks.
Well, even in front of the residents that weren't required.
Correct.
Personally, I don't know. I'd rather have no sidewalks and people stay on. I don't know. Y'all tell me.
I don't want a hodgepodge.
That's right. I think it's better just not to.
I think if we're going to change direction on this, I would like to ask we go to second reading so that all of us are here.
Yeah, and we need some time to experience. You know.
Yes.
I don't want us to be short-sighted either.
I know you got a timeline, but
I'm trying to close on the house.
I understand. Yeah. Well, then okay, you got the choice of delaying it or. Tearing everything down and building another sidewalk. So, which one you want? Pick your poison, buddy. So,
I've never had a count sidewalk for Fish and Wildlife.
I get it. I do. But I also think this is a bigger picture now that it's come to the forefront for us as far as looking down the road of what we want to look like.
I don't want us to be short-sighted either because at some point we will need a walkway on that beach.
But if you ride down the beach.
I know.
You know,
I just want to know what the.
There's so many residents. I mean, just it would never happen. Mm-hmm. It just would never happen.
I developed two houses 2 years ago, 400 feet to the east of here. I would not require that.
We probably should. In hindsight, I don't know. I don't know what in hindsight. I don't know if there is a right, correct answer.
We had a boom system too, so it was good we didn't do it because the booms were
Chris.
Yeah, Chris Pappas, city engineer. So on the sidewalk in the right-of-way, you could put it in the right-of-way, but the DOT wouldn't do what the mayor's alluding to, where you're going to have sidewalks to nowhere. You'd have to have logical termination for the sidewalks. So we couldn't go to the right-of-way. The one idea that we could discuss to avoid what the problem we would have of spotty sections of sidewalk would be to consider reserving a section, you know, in the front of a piece of property where if we decided to build a sidewalk later, we could. Where you could have that, you know, that area reserved for a sidewalk. So if you ever decided to do a sidewalk project along that section of, that you could do.
So if we wanted to do, is there right-of-way available, Aldott right-of-way, to build a sidewalk? Because Cooper told me there was not. Because I inquired when he was doing all the medians. And I was told that, now, maybe I misheard, but.
I would have to look into it. It depends on whether there's enough room to build a sidewalk outside of the clear zone there.
Yeah.
But possibly. Yeah, we'd have to look into it and see.
Okay.
Thank you.
Just wait till the second reading.
Yep.
Yeah.
Sorry, Jim. That's best they got. Best we got.
Thank you, Chris.
Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Griffin.
Thanks, Griffin.
Anybody in the audience? I didn't open it up to the floor. Anybody got any comments? All right, I'll close that public hearing. We'll move to the next one. Public hearing, words, term defined, definition of grade plane.
Yeah, this is a word we primarily use. You only hear it come up when you're talking about building height, and it's where you measure from. So that's what you see in red. That is the current definition. If we go to our next slide, we're going to add what is under, is blue and underscored, and just say where the lot line is more than 6 feet from the building between structure and a point 6 feet from the building. This is when, if you ever have a slope coming from the house, it's just determined where you would start to measure the building height up to the mean building height. And this is not to penalize people who have larger, you know, yards. Somebody's building on an acre or something.
Okay, so what you've got is you got some high streets. You got Bear Point is an example of this, is what you're talking about. In a lot of instances where you have sloping lots off the entrance from the driveway to the parking up underneath the house, roads up here. Somebody down there at the airport right now on that. So, kind of explain that. Am I reading this? The finished ground level.
I feel like there should be something about crossing the international date line.
Yeah. All right, so we'll get down in the weeds of this just a little bit.
Thank you.
Basically, like, say you have a lot that your property line's in the water. So that's where you would measure your house from, and the other part of your property where you're going to build the house is at 20 foot. That means you'd only be able to build to 40 foot mean roof height from the water line, not the grade. So now you can only build a 20 foot tall house.
So the new grade level, so why can't we just take the grade right in the center of the structure?
So for the record, this is straight out of the building code. The definition was straight out of the building code to begin with, but whoever did it originally never finished the sentence, and it's basically
Let's apply common sense to the building code.
Mm-hmm.
I know what you're saying. So we were having to build up and people bring in fill, getting up 3-4 feet.
Right.
That's discounted because this is the grade out on the extraneous part of the lot.
Exactly.
That didn't make sense to me.
Correct.
I don't know why we wouldn't take grade for finished floor directly in the center of the structure. To me, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Because that's the effective height of the building. Mm-hmm. Now, am I wrong?
Correct.
Y'all know what I'm asking? And how would that be a violation of the building code if we changed it?
So I think we're thinking the same way there. So if you measure 6 foot out from a house where you're going to fight the fire and the fire department's going to fight fire, enter the building or anything, you have 40 foot to deal with. That, and the fire department understands that. So it's just eliminating the way that it was measured in the past, because everybody's building taller houses, right? and people were being penalized because their lot sloped a certain way. So now this just sets the perimeter within 6 foot around the perimeter of the house. So now you're good.
So what you're saying is within 6 foot of the building, there's a minimal reduction.
Exactly. Okay. You're not going to slope
so
over
it's
about.
It's almost the same thing.
Okay.
You're not going to slope over about 6 inches away from a house by code.
And you still have to retain your runoff, right?
Oh, absolutely. It has nothing to do with outside of that area.
Okay, that makes sense. I'm sorry. You got to speak, explain it slow to me.
Thank
okay.
you, Adam.
Y'all good with that?
Thank you.
Yep.
That makes sense. Thank you, Adam. I appreciate it. Thank you, Griffin.
Thank you, Adam.
That makes sense. Anybody in the audience want to add to that? The floor is open. All right, I'll close the public hearing. Moving to ordinances. Saltwater Cottages PUD, POA, sidewalk. I think we're going to wait 2 weeks, right?
Yes.
Words, terms defined, definition of grade. Y'all good with that tonight? All right. I'm going to hear a motion for unanimous consent.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Call roll.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt.
Second.
Any discussion? Call roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Motion carries. Okay. First reading. Approving the petition for annexed property in the city of Orange Beach by Intercoastal Investments, LLC.
Move for unanimous consent to suspend the rules to allow for immediate consideration of this ordinance.
Okay. Put it off. All right. But we know what the vote, what we think, I think, don't we?
This is the
piece of property down on the
wharf. The wharf property.
Oh.
Bama Bayou Wharf.
I'm sorry. I was thinking another. I'm sorry. I'm ready to go. I mean,
okay.
I think it's, okay. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes.
Move to adopt the ordinance.
Second.
Discussion?
Yes. This piece of property across the Intercoastal Canal, mm-hmm. piece of county property, in the Bama Bayou, which is now under Margaritaville.
Yes.
33 acres. Essentially 33 acres that we have now as part of the deal, and but it's mostly all wet. So we'll eventually hopefully make something eco-environmental, something of that nature out of it. So. Okay, and I apologize, I had it confused. So, all right, call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Yes.
Councilmember Johnson?
Yes.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Yes.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Yes.
Mayor Kennan?
Yes. Your motion to adjourn?
So moved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned, and now we'll call to order Tuesday, November 5th, 2024, regular city committee of the whole meeting. Call the roll, please.
Councilmember Silvers?
Here.
Councilmember Johnson?
Here.
Councilmember Mitchell?
Here.
Councilmember Blaylock?
Here.
Councilmember Boyd is absent. Mayor Kennan?
Here. Considering our previous minutes of the work session, Solid Waste Authority meeting, regular council meeting, committee of the whole of 10-15-24, move those forward for review. Moving to new business, miscellaneous. Discuss petition to annex City of Orange Beach submitted by a homeless family. Discuss.
Can we pull that up on the screen just to clarify where it's at? It's off of Roscoe Road. I think it's south of the Beach Express.
Has anything changed since our last meeting?
This is a different petition.
That was the Gatlin.
Same area.
This is the homes.
Okay. Yeah, this is the homes. The previous one was Gatlin.
That's right.
Okay.
So it's in the same area.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean,
just across the Beach Express, I believe. It's south of it.
But what are they?
They're asking for annexation.
If our preference is not to annex, it doesn't. You know, then
right.
this would be following the same.
Yes.
Right. Same category.
Yeah.
So.
And
any further? I'm sorry, go ahead.
I'll keep my mouth shut.
Here we go. So that we're all on the same page.
Yes.
So we do have a possibility of de-annexing property on that side as well, correct?
Just in general.
That is legally permissible that is legally if the council found it to be in the best interest.
Of the city. Okay. Is it on the same side of the road as the Gatlin was, or other side?
It's on the opposite side.
Oh,
opposite
I see. Side. Is that it, the little blue dot?
Are they going to develop that?
I think it's where the arrow is.
Mr. Holmes sent you a letter, Jerry.
You reading Jerry's
right
mail?
There. Okay.
No, they sent us all a letter.
I remember.
They sent us all a letter.
I remember seeing it.
I didn't read your mail.
Did you read mine, too?
Y'all didn't get a letter from Brooks Holmes?
Yes, we did.
We did.
He's Jerry. Being funny. Thank you, Mr.
Hello,
Holmes.
Hello, Mr. Holmes.
Oh,
how are you
yes,
doing, sir?
Yes.
Welcome.
All right.
My position has not changed.
Oh, okay, so it is behind Prosper?
To the east of Prosper. Isn't that Prosper right there?
Across from the Gatlin's, almost.
Across from the Gatlin property?
Yep, except the Gatlin's a little higher up.
Okay.
All right, any further discussion?
Mayor, I have no questions.
Okay. Rescheduling council committee, the whole meeting is December 3rd from 4 to 5. Can I ask this question forward?
Yes.
Would one meeting in December suffice? We have done that before.
We have done that before. Do we have anything pressing?
Do we have like annual bids or something that we push off until December to for the upcoming year?
That shouldn't be an issue. There was a couple bids opening in late November. But okay. I think it'll be okay. It'll be okay.
Well, we don't have to. I just think what y'all's thoughts were on that. I mean,
yeah.
I don't know how much work business we got, but
I
don't want to put anything off that needs to be taken
care
of.
I don't think there's anything super time sensitive.
I just know when we move it to four, we're always running behind.
If there is, we'll call a special. Huh? If there is, we'll call a special call.
That's exactly right.
There you go.
That.
So we're going to.
Museum events.
Right.
No, it's December 17th. So it's the next meeting.
Because
right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We've done that before, just have one in December, because most of the time everybody's running a different direction the whole month. So.
Yes. Just so long as it doesn't interfere with Garden Club tea and cookies.
Absolutely.
Here we go.
I don't want to have to do that.
Oh, what do you say to
I don't
tea
want my
cookies.
Ladies upset about that.
I think it's a great
I
idea.
Don't want them upset about that either.
That's right.
Over tea and cookies.
Yes,
uh-huh. No, ma'am. We can't do that.
Okay, so are we going to upset the tennis ladies?
Well, that's
what about the taxi drivers?
So we're talking about canceling the meeting on December 3rd and just having December 17th.
Yeah, having them
no, the third is because we have the Christmas tree lightings on
so
the same
we
day.
Will not have
so we're always running out of here to try to get over there.
Mm-hmm. So we will only have December 17th. That's what I'm hearing.
Oh, we just mess everything up and put it the second week.
The
so,
second week?
No,
do the
hold on.
Wait. No, you're still on the second. You're on November.
You're on November. don't freak.
Yeah, you're on November 19th.
Okay. All right, can we move it to 3 on the 3rd?
Sure.
Why not?
That way,
sure.
That way
then we'll be there
away.
In time.
All right, let's do that.
Okay.
With your permission, Jim. All right.
3:00 on the 3rd.
Okay,
moving to resolution. Resolution providing for tax exemption on hearing instruments effective December 1st, 24.
Mayor.
Yes.
TC.
Tamika Cunningham.
Do what?
It was Tamika.
It's based on some legislation that passed that allowed for exemption for hearing aids.
Sure, and I get it.
Sorry,
I get it, but I was like, is that, what are we don't have hearing aids outlets or anything that I know.
I bet
the
they
city.
Sell them at Walmart.
Is this just a letter of support for the state? Let's go.
Well, there's a small amount of money in retail that we collect, I think.
Yeah, it's a very minimal amount of sales tax that we would collect on hearing aids, so. We're just matching the other municipalities and
sure.
the state with
well,
this.
Well, I think that's a good gesture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Well, hearing aids are ridiculously priced.
Yes.
Expensive.
We all know that.
A ripoff.
Yes.
So any way we can help, you know.
Yeah. Thank you, Ford.
Hope there's no audiologists in the audience.
No, just some librarians.
Resolution extending the entertainment district for Sandrock. Resolution extending the entertainment district for the Wharf. Resolution approving fiscal year 25 budget. Special revenue funds to general fund for special revenue fund projects. Resolution authorizing additional one-time payment to city employees for future services. Resolution authorizing execution of amendments to the enrollment agreement with Blue Cross Blue Shield to renew employee health plan. Resolution declaring 6 in-car cameras owned by the City of Orange Beach surplus, authorizing the donation to Town of Alberta. Resolution declaring a stationary back by the City of Orange Beach, donation to the Orange Beach Board of Education. Resolution authorizing execution of task order with Geocon Engineering and provide geotechnical testing and engineering service for pickleball courts, $6,555. Resolution authorizing execution of a task order with Geocon, geotechnical testing, first responder safe room, not to exceed $3,810. Resolution authorizing execution of task order with Geocon, geotechnical testing, engineering services, shooting range additions, not to exceed $3,810. Resolution authorizing execution of task order, Geocon, geotesting, engineering, veterans memorial, not to exceed $3,810. Public hearing, set a public hearing date for ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Salt Water Cottages 2, PUD, and 12-3-24.
And just remind them that it's at 3. Thank you.
Set a public hearing date for ordinance amending ordinance number 172, Turquoise Place, PUD modification, Turquoise Place South, 1-7-25. Everybody good with those dates?
1-7-25, yes.
Yes.
All right. So we're shifting that to January.
You got questions on any of that?
Mayor?
Yes, sir.
No questions. I do know that an applicant for the alcohol license, business license, has appeared here, Joseph Coster. Mr. Coster, would you please come to the podium? I want to introduce you to the new owner of J&M Tackle. Joseph's a great guy. We've known him for a few weeks. We put him through an extensive test the coffee shop has, the morning coffee shop.
I do know how to make coffee, in case anybody wants.
I apologize you weren't here on time, so it failed tonight. So I expect to get a great deal on that beer, because you got to get rid of it, get the cooler start all over after the first year. But thank you, Joseph, for being here.
Welcome.
Thank you. I heard it was approved, so thank you all very much. I've already learned to ignore Jeff.
There you go.
No, on a serious note, we welcome you, and we hope that we've made you feel welcome in the mornings, and we appreciate you and keeping the tradition going and keeping that establishment going.
Yes.
Very excited to be here. So
still a great location to do business.
Yeah. Thank you.
If we can help you at all, call on us.
Yeah. Oh, I'm going to. Don't worry.
I told them you're a Clemson fan.
Okay. Oh. And they still approved me, so that's...
We were hesitant.
They did. Okay.
I did afterwards. I told them afterwards.
Afterwards. Good job, Jeff.
You know, you look like John.
Come on now. No, that's...
That's bad. I'd sit down on that, Joseph. I'd sit down on that one.
Yeah.
Don't get him wound up.
Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Welcome to Orange Beach.
Glad you're here, buddy. Anybody else? Anything else? Okie doke. Well, I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
We are adjourned.